guys. Sorry to interrupt again, but I was going to say, talking about restricted areas, Sean, I knew when I came to the condo here I'm in, I was going to have some restrictions for ham radio especially, but the benefits for me is with my association dues, I get all the water I use without having it regulated and priced different times of the year, so it's included water. All the outside maintenance, lawn care, fertilizing, weed whacking, bushes trimming, gutters cleaned out every year, and, what else? Snow removal. They paint the outside every once every 3 years or so, and I have a new roof. Back when Dexter got hit by a tornado a few years back, we got hail damage on the roofs, and all the buildings in my neighborhood, through the insurance company of the association, paid for all the new roofs for all the buildings, and I didn't have to pay an extra dime or an increase in my dues. So there's some good points. And you know, Sean, that I got that attic antenna up there for 2 meter, 70 centimeter dual band. And I think I could put a long wire, they say, for HF or something. But I have a Comet toy box antenna for HF on a file cabinet on the first floor. And it works fairly decent on certain bands that I could do, as long as I get the counterpoise decent. But, not too bad on the association dues compared to what I'd have to pay for lawnmowers, weed whackers, and bushes, and gutters, and fertilizing, and snow removal, and all that fun stuff most people in the house do. But, hey, you do what you got to do. Back to you, Sean, and KE4ZYQ.